It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 12th, 2018. I'm Rich Strappolino. The scooter company Lime announced the recall of all Okai scooters in their service after reports that they could break apart during normal riding conditions. Lime did not comment on the number of scooters recalled or the cities affected, but did state that they would be replaced by newer and more advanced models from different manufacturers. The Washington Post reports that the issue of cracking scooters was brought up to Lime by a contractor in a September 8th email. Alibaba's 10th annual Singles Day sold a gross merchandise volume of $30.8 billion, surpassing 2017's total of $25 billion in under 16 hours. Annual growth of the sales bonanza did slow to 27% on the year, the lowest in its 10-year history. At Microsoft's XO18 fan event, the company announced the acquisition of InXile Entertainment, makers of the Wasteland and Bard's Tale series, and Obsidian Entertainment, makers of, among many RPGs, Pillars of Eternity and Fallout New Vegas. This is in an effort to bolster their roster of exclusive titles going forward. The company said the studios will continue to operate independently. At the same event, Microsoft also announced that keyboard and mouse support would be coming to Xbox One on November 14th. Warframe will be the first title with official support. Fortnite support was announced, but there was no specific date given to when that's actually coming out. So, who knows? South Korea's Yonhap News reports that Samsung will unveil the Galaxy S10 smartphone in February, as well as a 5G model to follow in March. The report also stated that a foldable device, the Galaxy F, great name there, guys, would be unveiled in March as well. Samsung has previously stated that a foldable smartphone would be released in the first half of 2019. Business Insider reports that BlackBerry is in talks to buy the security company Cylance for an estimated $1.5 billion. Cylance produces AI-based security solutions and would presumably be rolled into BlackBerry's existing security services portfolio. Cloudflare released apps for iOS and Android to make it easier for mobile users to use their privacy-focused DNS service. The apps provide a single toggle to enable using their 1.1.1.1 DNS resolver, which was introduced on April 1st this year. Cloudflare service provides additional privacy from ISPs, as well as improved speed. Amazon said Friday it'll start selling Apple products directly and have access to the new iPad Pro, iPhone XR, iPhone XS, and Apple Watch Series 4, as well as Beats headphones. The deal covers the US, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Japan, and India, with all new products hitting Amazon sites in the coming weeks. And finally, Netflix notified users that Nintendo will be shutting down all video streaming services on the Nintendo Wii console after January 31st, 2019. Presumably, this would also include Hulu and Amazon Prime, although this was not specifically stated in the release. Nintendo previously announced on September 2017 that the console's Wii Shop channel would be shut down on the same date. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. From all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, this is Matt.
And Sean.
From Two Black Guys.
With good credit.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation,
Partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.